Okay.
Where we stayed.
What, and he worked for the railroad?
Then he worked, no, he went for the railroad for a while, and then he went to the, what was that, Everett Gas?
Coal, Gas and Coal.
Gas and Coal. That's where he worked until.
Now, did he fight in World War One?
Yes, here in this country.
Wow.
He came to it, to America.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was, I think he was about 14. Then when the war broke out, they drafted him. He had a choice of staying here or go to war, go back to Italy. So
right.
He went at war.
Well, a lot of those guys were told that, you know,
yeah,
that they would get better treatment if they
yeah.
fought in the army and then
well,
got
he
out.
Well, he did. He got, I mean, he really did good. In fact, when he got sick, he got the veteran's pension,
oh,
too.
Oh, good.
He
good.
Retired at 60 because he was sick.
Huh.
And he did get a pension when we came back here. We came back here in 1939.
Wow.
So it was quite a thing.
Yeah.
Couldn't talk a word of English.
No?
In 6 months, I was put in the first grade. In 6 months, I went up to the fourth grade. I could speak all my English.
Wow.
Well, you had no choice. It's not like now.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to learn English in those days. Well, who are you going to talk Italian to?
Yeah.
You know, my mother said, nobody talks Italian in the house. We talk all English until we learn it.
Huh.
Well, that's the way it really is.
Yeah.
And now, how did, oh, so you met because of the horses. What
the
did
horses.
Your, what did your parents think of?
Well, his father died when he was very young.
Okay.
Was six?
I
his
was,
died.
6 years old. It's exactly right, honey. I should go to you. I was just trying to look for the ad. I had an ad in here somewhere.
It's not in that book. I can't find the other one.
It's not in this one?
No.
No.
We have another one.
Hmm.
When he came to our house to see if he could stall his horses.
Yep.
That's how I met him.
Okay.
So yeah, that was
great
it.
Times.
Yeah.
Absolutely great time.
Yeah.
You never see them again. Because everybody was playing and singing at the time.
Yeah.
You know? And it's carefree, and nobody had any big responsibilities outside of mothers and fathers.
Yeah.
We just live for the day, that's all.
Now, do you play music?
No.
No?
No, she doesn't.
She's teaching me how to play the guitar, and that was it.
Okay.
And she's a very busy housewife and a good housewife.
And do you have kids?
Her thing is cooking. Yeah.
Any musicians?
No.
No?
No. That's my grandson.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a musician. He's he's a rock and roller.
Yeah.
He's, what, 20 years old?
Scars are like ours. That's the name of his band.
Yeah, he plays in Cambridge, you know, one of those places out there.
Okay.
Yeah, he plays out there. What's the name of the place in Cambridge?
Is his last name Divine?
No.
Oh, Melmston.
Okay.
Swedish.
What's the name of that place? One of the kids that I play bass with, I don't know if you know him, Larry Flint. You know Larry Flint?
Oh, yeah.
You know Larry?
Yeah.
Larry. Yeah, Larry told me the name of the club out there. He says it's a main rock and roll club out there. That's where they all play from.
Yeah, okay.
So you know Larry, huh?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Not too well, but we've met a number of times.
Wonderful musician.
Yeah, nice guy too. Yeah,
wonderful guy, wonderful musician.
Yeah.
He's a great guy. He's very informative too. He has that radio program on that Harvard.
Yeah, the Hillbilly at
Hillbilly
Harvard.
Harvard. Yeah, he has that radio. He's very informative. He knows a lot about country music.
Huh.
Yeah, him and I discuss it a lot. Yeah, he played, we put on a concert 2 weeks ago.
The 28th of June.
Yeah.
Trump's Field Fair, they have a holiday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we put a concert on up there.
DVD
they just made a DVD out of it. We haven't got it yet. I don't know what it's going to be like. But Larry was playing for me, and Chuck Parrish, you know Chuck Parrish at all?
I don't know him personally. I know of him.
Great musician. Great lead guitar player.
Yeah.
And Rick Smith on drums. And, what the heck was his name? They call themselves the Rhodes Scholars. First time I ever performed with them. Excellent. Oh, what a group. Jesus Christ. Wonderful time. But anyhow, all of them guys, they're the band today. When I play out a lot, I play with them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They're so good.
How often are you playing?
The average of maybe once every 2 months, you know.
Okay.
Maybe 3 months. Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
So I'm just waiting for all this to heal. They did a lot of cutting over here and all that.
What's wrong?
Cutting. It was all skin cancer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm loaded with skin cancer.
The old Irish skin.
I think so, really. I think so, Cliff, yeah.
Yeah.
With light, yeah.
Well, you got a lot of it from
when I was young, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hush shows used to go to hospitals.
said that you you had a day job while you were also playing music?
Yes.
What was that?
I had a day job. I worked in a General Electric for for 3 years. After the General Electric, I worked in this place called Gano Coated Products. They'd make imitation leather there. And I went from a laborer to a superintendent. But then they wanted to put me on nights, and I couldn't play nights. I couldn't go on nights because I was playing. I was playing in Boston at the time being. And I was playing at in the combat zone. And when I get through with the combat zone, I'd have to, if they had trouble down in Lynn, this is where the place was of work, I'd have to go down there at 2 o'clock in the morning. Sometimes I'd be there at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. So they decided they wanted to keep me on nights. I said, no, I can't do that. So I worked 10 years for them, and I gave it up to stay with country music.
Yeah.
And at the time being, this was in 1940, 50. How old's Carol?
Carol was 57. Yeah.
For a week's pay at the time being, Cliff, you'd make, and that was considered good, you'd make $45 a week. And that was considered good. That was considered excellent money. And I went to work for, in the bars, $5 a night. That's all you were making at the bars, $5 a night. So I worked 7 days a week. I was making $35 a week. So I spoke to Aurora and I said, look, hon, this is what I want to do. I said, you think we can get by on that? So she says, you do whatever you feel like you want to do. And that's what started us playing country music. But $5 a night was nothing. You'd go to Boston in the afternoon, you'd get $3 in the afternoon for playing. You know, it was terrible at the time being.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But fortunately, it never lasted. I mean, the money, the scale of money.
Mm.
We all got more money eventually. In fact, Trenton Howell, who I was talking about early, he was the first one to get big money in Boston.
Yeah.
He was in big demand. Everybody enjoyed it. Everybody would quit one band to play for him because he was making $10 a night while we were making $5. So he was the first one to get big money. So that was a great era. Jesus, what an era that was.
Mm.
If you didn't like one band, you'd go across the street and you'd see another band.
Yeah.
Shut this down a little bit. Why don't
you shut it off?
It is. It's getting too much on my head, hon.
Yeah. They used to have the sailors. They used to be packed with sailors.
Yes, they were.
Because the